The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Mem Hei, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Mem Dalid Omid Beis. So the Gemara, the last few dafin, digressed a little bit from the core sugis of Cheskes Abatim. The basis for the digression was a Mishnah on daf Mem Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah discussed certain scenarios where a person cannot make a Cheskes Gimel Shana, ha'umnin, v'hashutfin, v'arisin, v'apotropin, loy le'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi, v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichsei bayla, loy le'ov b'nichsei aben, v'loy le'ben b'nichsei av, atzad ha'shova shebehem, these are all people that have reshus to be in this respective property, or at the very least, the owner of the property wouldn't necessarily be makbid that this person is being machzik, thus didn't feel the need to be meicha. It's for that reason there's no cheskes gimel shanim. So the Gemara brought a discussion, a stira in Shmuel, regarding a shutif. Could a shutif be machzik? Could a shutif not be machzik? From there we digressed a little bit into another halacha regarding shutif, and that is me'idin zeh zeh. And the Gemara jumped on that comment of Shmuel and said, a shutif can be made to the other shutif. And a chinami, he's not a negei bedover for his shutif's chelik. But if he's a shutif, then by definition, he has his own vested interest in this dealing. So how in the world can he be made? The Gemara said it's talking about when he was masalik. Regardless, we have almost a three-daf digression talking about halachas of edus, specifically the psul of negei of edus. We talked out some lundis, the suffix of the Maria Evan Lev, as quoted by the Ktois in Simen Lamed Dalet Dalet, the machloikis, ir shushan, shachin sma, in the beginning of Simen Lamed Zayin, what the lundis of the psul negei of edover is. Is it because we're concerned that maybe you're lying, and you're no different than any time Bezdin has some circumstantial basis to assume that potentially you're lying? It's for that reason they wouldn't get your edus. It's not so much that there's a psul aguf called negeya. There's a psul kariv, there's a psul isha, there's a psul rasha, there's a psul negeya. There's no psul negeya. It's just that when someone's negeya bedover, Bezdin can't necessarily rely on the chazaka that he's telling the truth, because there's a real reyesa here. There's a chashash that he has a vested interest to lie. Maybe he's lying. Oh, yes, Shleimer, no. Maybe we're never chayesh that a person is lying. But rather, the concern is that being that this person is saying edus about himself, and Adam karavates al atzmoy, there's a real psalagof. We look at him as an apostle. We look at him as a karav. Regardless, we saw Gemara, we saw Lumdis, we saw Halacha, all regarding Negei Bedavar. We have another Amid or so Gemara that discusses this topic. Gufa, Amar Ravim Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel. So Ravim Bar Shmuel said in the name of his father Shmuel, Tamichas Adol Chaveira, and we've had this Gemara already three times. Somebody sells a field to his friend, Shaloi Bachrayis, non-recourse. So the Meicher tells the Lekeach very clearly, it's written in the Shtar, that if somebody comes and contests and says that the field that I sold you was really his and I had no right to sell it, no achrayas, I'm not going to make you whole. The Loch is ein meyed lo yoleh. The Meicher cannot be meyed against that ma'ar and say that it really belonged to the Lekeach, because it was once his, so that when he sold it, the Mechira was a valid Mechira. Now, at first glance, it seems to be a Chiddush, because Bishloima, if he sold it Bachrayas, so he's in a Gevedover. If the field is taken away from the Lekeach is going to go back to the Meicher. So obviously, he can't say Edus. He's saying Edus about himself. But if it was sold Shaloi Bachrayas, so Manavshach, the Meicher is not going to have to pay. So why is he considered in the Negei Bedav? So Rav Amar Shmuel said, Mishmei de Shmuel, Mepnei Shem Amida Befnei Bal Chayva, because there's another cheshbon. We're concerned that maybe this Meicher has creditors. He has a Bal Chayv, somebody that he owes money. And right now, a Hotnish Kan Gelt, it's a Batsulim. The Gemara is going to talk it out in a moment. So if he doesn't have money to pay, the Bal Chayv that comes after him will have a right to collect from his Nechasa Mishubat. If he can prove that this field was once his, there'll be Meshubat his Bal Chayv. The Bal Chayv will go now, and the Bal Chayv will take the field. So it's in his interest to say that it belongs to Lekech, which means that when he sold it to Lekech, he had a right to sell it to Lekech, which means that it was once his, which means that it was Meshuvah to his Bal Chayv. It's like this, he'll be able to pay up his Bal Chayv. So he's considered Vayter in the Gei Bedavar. But the Gemara talks through what we've already spoken out many times. Hey Chidami, Ida Islei Arachriti, are we talking about where someone has other property? Meaning this Meicher, is there other property? Then Oledi Dei Hader. then it's a moot point. Because the only time a bachayv can be goyv from nechasim meshubadim is when there's no nechasim nechayrim. But to the extent that the meicher would have property right now in his possession, farshteitzach, even if the loan is meshubid, it doesn't matter. The bachayv doesn't have a right to go after nechasim meshubadim. Either Leslie Arachrit, the element we're talking about where he doesn't have property. So if he doesn't have property, why does he care to say that this was really once his, so he'll have now a way to pay up his balchayv? Nay nafkam, let me nay. What's the difference? He's not gaining anything, because manavshach, if this property is not his, he's anyways not going to have to pay his balchayv. It's talking about where there was no other property. If there's no other property, so right now he doesn't have to pay, why does he need a lie to say that this property is really his? Or was once his, so that he would have a way to pay up his balchayv, he's not really gaining anything, because man of shach is not going to pay. Because he doesn't want to be a bad guy. He doesn't want to be a levi rosh of a levi shalim. But the Gemara says, so if you're going to now take this piece of property away from the lekeach, give it to your balchayv. So you're right, your malva's not going to have any tainas on you. Your malva's going to be okay. You're not a levi rosh of a levi shalim. But what about the lekeach? Zok the Gemara, no, that's not a taina. The amali, lachis vini, lach shalei b'achrayas. I didn't renege on my deal. The reason a levi is a rosh of when he's v'levi shalim is because when a person borrows money, presumably he tells the malva, I'm going to pay. So if he doesn't pay him, so he's a rosh. That's the aver that he did. If somebody sells a field shalei b'achrayas, and then the field is taken away from the lekeach, why is he a rasha? Because it was taken away and now it's shalei b'achrayas. He said, I was very clear. I told you that there was risk that you were taking when you were buying it. And if you weren't sure that there was risk, why didn't you think a little bit into why I sold it to you shalei b'achrayas? The reason I sold it to you shalei b'achrayas was because I was trying to tell you that this field may be taken away from you, and at that point, I don't want to have recourse. So the fact that this person lost out and did a bad investment with you, that doesn't necessarily make me into a Rasha. I'm a Rasha if I don't do and satisfy what I said I was going to do. So to not pay his malva would make him into a Rasha. To have the field taken away from the loikeach, even though it's going to fall back on the desk of the meicher, and he sold it shalei b'achrayas, which means lekeach is going to lose. That doesn't necessarily make him to a rasha. That's his cheshbon over here. That's why he wants to do what he wants to do. So yesterday, we spoke out the kasha of the Rimagash. Rimagash asks a gevaldige kasha. So you have a person here who wants to say edus about a field that he sold shalei b'achrayas, that the field was once his, so that when he sold it, the mechira was a valid mechira. What's his interest of doing that? Because maybe he wants that the field was once his, so to be meshubet as balchayv, so it wouldn't be a levi rosh of levi shalim. It's for that reason we don't let him say edus. Why don't we let him say edus? Because we're afraid that he's lying. He's in a gay bedover. Afraid to me, but gosh, it makes no sense. If you're worried that this person doesn't want to be a levi rosh of levi shalim, that means he's concerned about his Yiddish guy. That doesn't make sense that you're now concerned that this person's going to lie. So the Shach in the beginning, Simon Lamed Zayit, says that I believe this was the Makar to the Lavush, that the Lavush held that the reason in a gay Bedover's Pasal Edus is not because of a Chash Meshaker. It's not because we're concerned he's lying. Because if we're concerned he's lying, it would make no sense over here to Pasal this person because in a gay Bedover. It must be because in a gay Bedover is a Karev. Adam Karve, it's a Latzman, you're saying Edus about something that affects you, and it's for that reason you're going to be Pasul Edus. But the Rimagash clearly held in his Kasha that the reason a Negev Adover is Pasul Edus because there's a Chashash, he may be lying, Frank there, then how does this Chashash of Bezdin make sense? You're concerned that he's going to lie, so he shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of a Levi Shalim. And the way the Rimagash asks the Kasha is lying is much more chomer than being Levi Rosh of a Levi Shalim. Because the truth is, if you look in the Paiskim, it's not even so clear what that Veira is to be a Levi Rosh of a Levi Shalim. It's a little bit ambiguous, as crazy as it sounds. It's a little bit ambiguous. Whereas lying is one of the Ten Commandments. It's certainly more chomer than Levi Rosh of a Levi Shalim. So afraid to Rimagash, how do you make sense of it? The Rimagash says that the truth is, we're not worried about a person that is really worried about his Yiddishkeit. If this person was concerned about his Yiddishkeit, klapei shmaya galya, this whole conspiracy theory doesn't make any sense. Because it doesn't make sense that a person would lie, so he shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of a Levi Shalim. We're worried about a person that doesn't care about his Yiddishkeit. What he cares about is his reputation, the way he's perceived by people. So if he goes into Bezdin, he says Edus, in his mind, no one's going to know he's lying. So he doesn't have a problem, even being Goyver, one of the Ten Commandments. Even being Goyver, Lisan Bariach Echoker. But if he borrowed money and didn't he pay, that could be people find out about, that he's not interested in. And you find that, unfortunately, that sometimes people are much more careful and much more sensitive with things that are less chomer, sometimes things that are chumras, things that are in the realm of bal nefesh yachmer even, and they'll be much less makbid when it comes to dvarim chamurim. Why? Because they're not really measuring it based on klap yishmaya, what's more chomer and what's less chomer. But they're more concerned about how they're going to be perceived, the social ramifications. So from a social perspective, yeah, lying, if nobody finds out, okay, that's between you and Hashem, you'll work that out. But as it relates to being a leiv rosh v'leiv shalem, I won't be able to do shidduchim with my kids, oh, that's already a whole different deal. That's something that people will be more sensitive. So a brilliant, brilliant shtickle from the Reed Megash. But I'll just tell you two interesting ha'aris. The first is, with regards to a person not wanting to be a Rasha, you find out sensitive Chazal word to it. Just one Gemara. The Gemara says above, Metziah Dafayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, that if somebody calls his friend a Rasha, Adam Koira L'Chaveiro Rasha, Yoyreit Imoy L'Chayev. So if Reuven goes over to Shimon, and he says, Shimon, Tu Bista Rasha. You know what Shimon's allowed to do? He's allowed to be Yoyred Imo L'chayev. Rashi says in Bavim Tzia Dafayin Aleph, and this Gemara is in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph as well, what it means is he's allowed to chepa with him, he's allowed to fight with him, and he's even allowed to shter his parnasa. Vanisha Mati, says Rashi, Rashoi Lered L'toich Unosei Shal Chaveroi Ulamayit Mezoinoisov Shal Chaveroi. That's what Rashi says. But Rashi says, V'kosha Be'enai Shiyatiru Chachamim L'Yisrael L'Hinokim L'Ligmora. This sounds like Nekama L'Sikim 101. He has a little bit of an issue with it. Tosfos says, "Kasa b'tshuvas ha'goyim, b'shem Rab Tzadik Goy, yoyreit imoy l'chayav." What does that mean? Rashoi lisrif shlish tfu asay. You're allowed to walk into this person's field, and you're allowed to burn one third of his tfu. V'teima gadol minayin loyze. Says Tosfos, I saw this b'shem Rab Tzadik, not ha'goyim, Rab Tzadik ha'goyim, and he says, I don't know where he got this from. Sounds like a gevaldig teima that you're allowed to go and blow up a third of this person's parnasa. But what do you see from here? It's not so posh to call a person a Rasha. People were very sensitive to being called a Rasha. We spoke out of Tshuva for a Moshe a few times in the daf where there was a roof that was being makalel his chassidim. And one time he even called him a communist. And the question was, these people wanted to start their own minion and wasn't so posh because they were being masik vol, it was going to affect this Rav's shul. But they argued to Rav Moshe that being that he called us a communist, he's like a kor l'chaveri Rasha, mutar leire l'teichum nasa, so maybe we're allowed to shter his parnasa, maybe it's okay. But either way, dvarim l'flam. Just one other interesting ha'ara, and that is, Tosfos, in the beginning of the sugi, the first time the Gemara mentioned this idea of Hamoicher Sada L'Chaver Shloi Ba'Achrayas Eimeid Lo Yolab Neshem Amida B'fnei Balchoyv. Great Tosfos, why do we have to come out to such a conspiracy theory? It's more poshut. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. He sold it Shloi Ba'Achrayas. It's true. Which means that if the field's ever taken away from Shimon, Shimon doesn't have any recourse to go back to Reuven and say, I want you to give me my money back. But still, is Reuven interested in Shimon walking around having tainas and saying that he sold a field to me, Shalei Bachrayas? So the Gemara says the reason is in Egei Bedavar is because he's a Mipnei Shem Amida B'fnei Balchoyv. The Gemara came up with some convoluted cheshbin of why we should look at him as a Negei B'davar. It's more poshut. He's a Negei B'davar. He's not interested in people having kindness on him. And the emesis, Tosfos says, it's a Gemara Mefuresh, not regarding Negei B'davar, but the Gemara discusses the same case in a slightly different context. And it's a Gemara Perek Arba Avos, Bavakama, Dav Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Om Rabbi, Reuven Shemach HaSad L'Shimon, Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Be'achrayas. The field was sold, Be'achrayas. Which means that if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon does have recourse to go back to Reuven. V'also Balchoyv de Reuven, Reuven had a Balchoyv, V'taref mi Shimon, and now there's a whole din Torah, Dino hu de Azul Reuven m'shtoy din abadeh. Reuven has a right to go and get involved in this din Torah. V'loy matzi amaleh, and the Balchoyv, or V'lekech, they can't say, La balvarm didiyat, I don't know who you are. The amaleh imafkis minei olay hadar, I'm very much a baldover over here. Because if this field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon's going to come back to me. So Reuven's considered a baldover. I mean, if there's a court case going on right now at some local courthouse, you can't just walk in and start arguing on behalf of one of the litigants. You have to have power of attorney, you have to be a baldover, a witness, something. You have to be. You have to have a sheikhis to the case. Otherwise, you have no right to go up and says Abaya, this person is considered a Baal Dover. He has a right to walk into Bezin and argue. Ikud Amri, some said, Afilu Shaloi Bachrayas Nami. Even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon, Shaloi Bachrayas. And now a Ma'ar comes and takes the field away from Shimon. Reuven has a right to walk into court. Ay, it's Shaloi Bachrayas. Damalei, because he could say, Loi Nichlita, Tahavi L'Shimon, Tarei Masalai. I don't want Shimon to have Tainas on me. See, even though it's true, from a dollars and cents, from a Chesh Mishpat standpoint, this is not going to affect me. But at the end of the day, I don't want him to have Tarei. It's a fake Taisus Akasha. That why did the Gemara have to say that the reason if somebody sells a field, L'Chaveret, Shaloi Bachrayas, that locker is he's not allowed to be made. He's in a gay bedover because Mamida Bafnei Balchayv. Ki'ilu, if there was no issue of Mamida Bafnei Balchayv, like in the case of the Parah and the Talis, if there was no issue of Mamida Bafnei Balchayv, in that case, he would be able to be made because there's no Negias. There's Vaiter Negias. The Negias is, he doesn't want Paraimus. And just like he's considered a Baal Dover, Baal Kamad of Chesam Beis, he should be considered a gay bedover. And our sugis as well. The Marit is Mechiach from this Kasha, a Dover Gadol. He's proofs from here that the only time Negeya bedover is an issue as it relates to Hilchas Eidos is if there's a Negius moment. But if the Negius is not a Negius moment, you have some other type of Negius, it's not going to be an issue. So if it was sold Bachrayas, or there's a Cheshmin of Nidab of Nei Balchayv, so now there's a Negius moment. Oh, there's a Negius moment, that's a real issue. But over here, there's no Negius moment. Being that there's no Negius moment, this is not going to be a factor. I saw Rabbi Chanan and Krevich Yerim asks from the Sugi of Sefer Torah, so we don't have to go back there, but one of the cases of Negei Bedover that we discussed at the very beginning of the Sugi, that from Gimel Amud Aleph, was where there was a Bnei Ha'ir, they had a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah was stolen, so the Dayanim and the Edom of that city that want the Sefer Torah back are Pasul Eidos, the Pasul Dayanim, because they need the Sefer Torah. What do they need the Sefer Torah for? Mitzvah Slav Lahanis, what do they need the Sefer Torah for? They need it to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, which has nothing to do with Hanas Maman. There is no Hanas Maman. It has nothing to do with that. It's Hanah Ba'alma. And still you see there was a Negei Bedover. So that's Rabbi Chanan's grace of Kash and the Marit. But the bottom line is, it's Protan HaShulchan Aruch, the Marit, there's a Ramah, there's a Ketzois, there's a Shach, there's a lot of raid on this, in Simon Lamed Zayin, in Kama Koyim Elaharech. Very good. Machar is Rav, Nochal Gemar, Vitei B'rapapa. Yisalkim Le'elah, people that go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Udenachsim Le'sat, people that go from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. You should know the following halach. Harba Yisrael, there's only Chamad Yisrael. If a Yid sells a Chamor to another Yid, V'kaasi Akum V'onuslim Minei, and then a guy comes and he contests the sale. He takes the Chamor away from the Lekeach, saying that it never belonged to the Yid, the Moicher, it really is mine. Dina hu demavtzi le Minei. The halach is that we can force the Yid, the Moicher, to have to assist the Lekeach to try to get this guy off his back. Meaning, the Meicher can't say that, I sold it to you, this person now wants to take it out with you, hire a lawyer, and knock yourself out of court. No, there's an obligation for the Meicher Yisrael to deal with it. Now, the Rishonim speak out that this is only true if a guy is the one that took it. If a Yid would take it, then the halacha would be differently. Additionally, this is only true if the guy took it in a way where it looks like maybe the guy is being dishonest. But let's say he brought Edim, Avada at that point. It's a legitimate claim that he's making. The Nakuda is where he comes in this fuzzy way. This is only true if the person that bought the Chamor from the Yid himself didn't realize that it was the Yid's Chamor. Meaning he himself is starting to question that maybe the guy's right. But let's say he himself knows that it was the Yid's. He recognizes it. He knows this Chamor grew up in his Meicher's house. He knows this is his Chamor. Then the halacha is going to be different. But additionally, the only time this halacha is true is if the guy did not take the chamor and the saddle. But honestly, let's say he took the chamor and he took the saddle. In a case where the saddle zikr belonged to the lekeach, in that case, he doesn't have to be involved. You know why? Because then it's obvious that this guy's a liar. Because the chamor, maybe the lekeach could say, you know, maybe the chamor I bought really didn't belong to the meicher that sold it to me. Maybe it really belonged to this guy. But the saddle I know was mine. And why did he take the saddle? Elamai, we're dealing with Azaz Sard Goy. Ameymar Amar, Ameymar said, Afilu leka kol hani lo, even if you don't have all these chishboinas, my time of made the yada, the stam of kuchavim anasu, because we know that stam goy is an anus, shenema, asher, piyam, divya, shav, viyaminim, yamin, sheker, you don't have to get involved. So if Reuven sells a parah to Shimon, and now a goy comes and he wants to take the Parah away from Shimon. Shimon can't go to Reuven and say, help me out. This person is contesting. He says, who took of you a shagetz? He's a liar. Asher PMD Beshav, Vyaminam Yemen Sheker. It's not something that I'm obligated to get involved in. Just so one nice sa'ara in the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha, he says that ordinarily when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, we pass him like Shmuel in Hochim Amanu Achar Roy, if we don't follow Roy. Over here, it sounds like Stamp Uvik Echavim Anasu. But he says that I've said this already many times in my Chibur, and that is there's a difference between Roy and between a Stam. The Gemara will say sometimes, Stam Uvik Echavim, such an idea. That's more than Roy. And Avuan de Kulana, the real makar to that is getting that base on the base. But the Gemara over there is discussing why is the Neid Echad believed to say Bafane Nechtav and Bafane Nechtav, to say that the get was written Lishma to work in lieu of Kiyam Shtaris. Lechura to Davisha Be'erva, Vein Davisha Be'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. And the Gemara said the answer is because really there's a Raif. Roiv Gittin were written Lishma. And Zakti Gemara, even Rameyer, that's always Chayesh Lemiyuta. This is different because Stam Safri the Daini Migmer Gmiri. It's more than just Roiv, a statistical point. Stam Safri the Daini, the Stam Soifer Migmer Gmiri knows the halachas of Lishma. Tosfos says, so you see that Stam is more than Roiv. What does Stam do? So Tosfos says it's like Miyuta de Miyuta. It's like a Ruba de Ruba. And the Gemara says that even Rav Meir, who's Chayesh to Miyuta, he's only Chayesh for a regular Miyuta. But a Miyuta de Miyuta, even Rav Meir wasn't Chayesh for that. The point is, you see from there that there's an afkemina between Roiv, which the Gemara will sometimes say, and between a Stam, that the Gemara will sometimes say. So Enochinami, we're dealing with Dine Mominus, and ultimately a Meimer was going to be Machriya, Chesha Mishpat Sugya, based on the idea that Stam Oivet Kechavim Anasu, how do you reconcile that with In Hochim and Mamanach Aroiv, the Teretz is getting that base of a base, Zeh Geshmak. Stam is different than Roiv. Stam is like Ruba de Ruba. So it could be that even though In Hochim and Mamanach Aroiv, but that's because of Smoich Miyuta L'Chazaka, there's a Chshivas to the Miyut. But over here, where all there is a Miyuta, Dim Miyuta, even Rameir is not Chayesh Miyuta over here, it's Pasha, you would be Hochim and Mamanach Aroiv by Ruba de Ruba, something interesting to think about. Either way, so the last few Dafin we're discussing the second halacha in the Mishnah, and that is Hashutvin. We now are going to work counterclockwise, we're working backwards, and we're going to, it's actually clockwise, to Ha'umnin. Ha'umnin, which was the first halacha in the Mishnah says, Ha'umnin ein lahem chazak. And that's when we spoke out, when we learned the Mishnah, when we talk about a chazak of an umnin, we don't mean cheskas gimel shaman. What we're referring to is the regular cheskas mamin, cheskas metalkalin, chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam areyu shaloi. Right? These are all synonyms of each other. Cheskas mamin, cheskas metalkalin, muchzik, chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam areyu shaloi. We spoke at last week, Torah from Rabbi Chanan, that is cheskas mamin when there's a drawer of the mamina, there's a cheskas mamin when the suffix is kefitan esayim. But without getting into the lumdas, usually these things are all synonyms thereof. The point is, there is a concept that if there's a chesha mishpat shayla with regards to a item of metalkalin. Reuven says it's mine. Shimon says it's mine. Whose is it? How would you be machriyet? The first thing we would look at is who's the muchzik? And the person that wants to be moitzi from the muchzik, ha-moitzi mechav ha-elvarai. Said the Mishnah, umin, ein loy chazaka. So what's an umin? An umin, think of a cleaners, a tailor, a professional, an artisan. So you gave your cleaners a suit to clean. And now you come to the tailor, I want my suit back. The tailor says, your suit? I bought it from you. Says it in Chinese. The kuchi biyadi says it's my suit. So the question is he believed? He's the muchzik. So if it was a regular Reuven and Shimon Avada, whoever holds it, he'd be the one that'd be believed to say, the kuchi biyadi, right now it's mine. I'm going to be a neman. But over here, being that he's a cleaner, so there's a shtukoreis on the fact that he has it. So even if you don't have a ticket, the point is he himself wouldn't be able to get it based on the fact that he's the muchzik right now. So that's the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. Stating that, we're going to have a Blat Gemara over here, a Machloikis, a Rabbah, and a Baya, exactly how to understand this halacha. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, at first glance, a gewaldige chiddush. Lo yishanu, this halacha in the Mishnah that says, Umanein lechazaka, that's only true. Elo shemasalei be'ed, if the umin received this item that he has, be'edim. So Adam saw you give the suit to the cleaners. But let's say he gave it to him, shaloi be'edim. In that case, Omen is going to have a chazaka. Why? He has a migum. Because he could always say, what suit? You don't have a ticket? I don't know what you're talking about. Ki amale nami l'kuchi biyadi mehemen. So if he says l'kuchi biyadi, he's going to be believed as well. Because mechatesi, you gave the cleaners your suit. So if they're eidim that know you gave it, oh, in that case, you can't say lehayu dvar me'ayla. To say l'kuchi biyadi, that you can't say. Eidim saw he give it to you. So obviously you can't say l'kuchi biyadi. But if there are no eidim that saw him give it, zakar abba, even though at first glance it sounds like I'm saying a chiddush, but think about it. How in the world should he not be believed? Any person could go up to a cleaners and start asking for things. If you're going to go down that road, even if Edom saw you give it to him, that halacha should be you shouldn't have a chazakah. Because why can't the cleaners say, I gave it back to you already? Again, we're talking about a person who doesn't have a ticket. Don't make that mistake. Avada. If somebody is mafkid eitzel chaver be'edim, ain't sorach lach elah. Mafkid eitzel chaver be'edim, sorach lach zle be'edim. You have to give it back be'edim. So being that you have to give back be'edim, you can't say yachzak techlach. So once it was given to the umin with edim, at that point, umin ain't by chazaka. But to the extent that it was given shaloi be'edim, abadi has a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Kol mashatachas yadad mereu shaloi. He's believed to say, l'kuchi hi biyadi. Ay, you're an umin. But if you have no proof that you gave it to me, I could always say lehayu dvar me'olam. If you gave it to me be'edim, now I can't say lehayu dvar me'olam. I could say I gave it back to you. What's the answer? The answer is that I'm mafkid etzel chaver be'edim sorich lahachsel be'edim mitzvah abayo. But Abayo asked the kasha to Rab. Ro avde biyad umin. If somebody saw his own eved by an umin, v'talisa biyad koyves, or he saw his talis by a koyves, amalei, and he told him, mati v'yetzlecha. So what are you doing with my eved? What are you doing with my talis? The person responded, ata mechartali, you sold it to me, or ata nesati v'matana, you gave it to me as a gift. Lo yomar klo. It's not a taina. Befonai amartaloi lemoichroi velitnoi loi. If, however, you say that you didn't sell it to me, you didn't give it to matana, but you told him to sell it to me, or you told someone else to give it to me as a gift, then Dvar of Kayama. So the Gemara jumps on the Braisa before we even get to Abayas Kasha. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? At the end of the day, you have a person that has somebody else's Evet, somebody else's Talis. The person is an Umin, he's a Koyvis, he's a professional. There's a Raglaim Lodover that it's very likely that the owner of this object gave it to that person, and you're telling me he's not believed with a Taina. He's not believed to say, Ato Nosatali, Ato Machartali. But he is believed to say, what's the difference what the taina is? At the end of the day, the taina is only going to be a taina if you're muchsekois, he's a good muchsek. So the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, Amar Rabba, no, Seifa is a different case. A third person had it. In the Seifa, the Umin didn't have it. The Koivis didn't have it. There was a third person that had it. So now, the owner of this Eved, the owner of the Talis, went over to the third person. What are you doing with my Talis? What are you doing with my thing? And that person responded, you gave it to your cleaners, and you told your cleaners to sell it to me. So it sounds like a little bit of a bizarre taina, but Zok to Gemara is actually going to be believed. Being that he has a migu, he could have said that I bought it directly from you. When he says that you told him to sell it to me, he's going to be believed. But either way, what does Abaye want from this Braisa? He doesn't want the safe for the Braisa. But the Tani Mias Reisha, he wants the Reisha. The Reisha discussed the case where Reuven sees his Eved, Ra'a Avdei Biyad Umen. He saw his Eved by an Umen, doing work there. Vitalise Biyad Koyves. And he saw his Talis by the Koyves, by the local cleaners. He asked him, Mati Bayatzlecha, what are you doing with my Eved? What are you doing with my Talis? And the Umen, or the Koivis responded, Ata Machartali, Ata Nasatali b'matana. Talach is layomaklo. Based on the idea, at first glance, because an Umin and a Koivis, they can't be machzik in somebody else's thing. So you can't just say you sold it to me. But Abaya was being medayak one word in this braisa. Ra'a. He saw it. Zoktum ha'ichitam. Ideke edim. Are we talking about that there are edim that saw the owner of the Eved, the owner of the Talis, give it to the Koivis, give it to the Umin? Lamali ra. Why do you need that he saw it there right now? Even if he doesn't see it now. Does Edom say that he gave it to him? Nasi Edom Vinishko. Let the Edom just step forward and take it. El alav d'leke Edom. It sounds like there's no Edom. And the whole premise to be able to take away the talis, the whole premise to be able to take away the eved is based on the fact that he sees it there. He knows it's his, he sees it there. Zokti Gemara, v'chira mia tafisle. And what do you see? The halacha is that even though there's no edim, he can get it back. And you don't say the koivis is a muchzik or the umen is a muchzik. Why? Must because umen ain't like chazaka. He doesn't have a chazaka at all, even though there was no edim. Zokti Abai, you rabbi wanted to be mechadish that even though the Mishnah said umanei lechazaka, it's not true that he never has a chazaka. Ordinarily, he does have a chazaka. Migu, that he could have said lehayudvar miyolam, or he could say there's different tainas that he has. The only time he doesn't have a chazaka is when they're edim that so you give it to him. Oh, edim, so you give it to him. He clearly didn't sell it to him. At that point, he's not going to be believed. But this Bryce is mashma that there were no edim, and still the Bryce is saying that the halacha is that he has a chazaka. Really, talking about where there were edim. The hudera. But even if there are edim, the only time the woman's not going to have a chazaka is if we see it by him right now. Why? Because if we don't see it by him right now, even though edim saw you give it to the woman, the omen could always say, I gave it back to you. Frank the Gemara, but didn't Rabbi say on the top of the omen, Va'atu da amr tamafkid etzachaver be'edim sorach lepar be'edim, that if you get a be'edim, you have to give it back be'edim, so you can't say? Amalais, he told him, Hajri be. I changed my mind. I was chayzer. Hajri be. You're right. I did say it, but now I didn't say it. But the point is, at the end of the day, Rabbi's pshat and the mission is going to be the same. Rabbi's saying that the only time umen ain't chazaka is when there were edim. As long as there were edim, then umen doesn't have chazaka. If there were no edim, the umen could always say, Lahayid var mi'oil. I don't know what in the world you're talking about. So there has to be edim in order for the halacha of umen ein lechazaka to apply. What about right now? Do you have to see it now? Do you not have to see it now? So the Gemara wasn't sure. Initially, the Gemara thought that even if you don't see it now, still the umen wouldn't have a chazaka, and he's not believed to say echzarti lecha, because he'd have to have edim step forward to say echzarti lecha. The Gemara says Rabbah was chayzer. No, if you don't see it right now, it'd have to be ra. You would have to be able to see it. But the point is, at the end of the day, the only time Umay ain't like chazaka is when they're edim, that's all you get. Abaya argues. Abaya, clearly, from the way he's being shakal v'tari with Rabbah, he doesn't agree. A little more Gemara. Masif Rava, lisir the Rabbah. Rava asked the Kasha in support of Rabbah. Nice talisa, if somebody gives his talis to an Umin, Umin, oimer shtayim kotzatzalin. There's no shtar, they didn't have an arrangement. So we don't know how much the Umin was supposed to get paid for the work that he did. The Umin says, you told me two. I said, no, I'm going to give you one. He says, $2. He says, $1. Right. As long as the woman is the one that's holding the talis, the balabais has to bring a raya. He has to prove one, otherwise he's going to have to give him two. But once the woman gives the talis back to the balabais, so bismane, if he gave it back when he was supposed to give it back, nishba v'noitel. So he's one of the nishba v'noitel. He swears that the arrangement was two, and he takes it. If the zman already passed, then the halacha is really, what we need is the first part of this halacha. Again, somebody gave a talis to an omen, and now there's a dispute. How much am I supposed to pay? The omen says more. The owner of the talis says less. Says the braisa, if the omen is the one who's the muchzik right now in the talis is in the omen's hand, what's the halacha? The omen is the yada el yayna. The owner of the talis has to prove that the umen is wrong. Says the Gemara, if we're talking about where there are edim over here, let's see edim, I come. Let's ask the edim. El alav de leke edim. Let's get that out of the way. There's obviously no edim. Fiktani, and you know what you see over here? Umen mehemen. The umen is believed. What's the reason why when the umen has it, he's believed to say it was two and not one? Because he has a migu. He could have said the kuchi biyadi. Now his migu would only work if there's some chazaka of kol machatachas adam reyo shaloi. But if an umen never has a muchzik, he doesn't have an ability to say the kuchi biyadi, then hotnish kai migu. V'ktani, what do you see? Umen mehemen migu di bayamar the kuchi biyadi mehemen namia agre. That's why he's believed to say how much money it was. So what is that? A raya to? It's a raya to Rabbah. So Masiv Rav, Rav asked the Kasha on Abai. The Siyu Yeh Rabbah, which Pe'etzim is a raya to Rabbah. You see from this braisa that an umnin does have a chazaka as long as there were no edim, which is a kasha na bayu said umma in the chazaka means there's no chazaka. You're right, so where there were no edim, but for who the loy ra? The case over here was when no one ever saw the umman have it. Oh, if no one ever saw the umman have it, in that case, fashteitzach, the umman is going to be the one that's going to be believed. And this is a little counterintuitive, it's just worth thinking about for 1 second. Ordinarily, if there's a dispute right now and we see it in one person's rishus, so that is usually a schus in his favor. Anan Sahadi, we see it, holding it. It's like Adam saying that it belongs to him. Chazaka kol machatachas yadodam hareo shaloi. By an omen, it doesn't work that way. If an omen, we see it in his rishos, says a baya, he doesn't have a chazaka called mashatachis yad adam. It's like Goydra saying lam chazaka, dvar masuyin lahashul lahasker. It falls into the category of things where you don't have a chazaka. Even with that Adam, he's not going to be believed. The reason over here, the omen was believed to say 2 verses 1 is we didn't even see the talus by him. So he could have said, lahayu dvar meyayla. If he's a muchzik, ordinarily muchzik would work in the favor of the machzik. Over here, being that you don't have a cheskes mom and it doesn't work in your favor. So Enochinami says, Abaya, you wouldn't be believed with any migo. But the case over here was where we never saw it there. Oh, if we never saw it there, then fashteitzach, the loch is going to be lahayit varmiyel. So the bottom line is, before we finish this gemara, we have here machloikis again, Rabba and Abaya. The Mishnah said, umen ein lechazocha. When we read the Mishnah, you learn Mishnayis yoimi. It sounds like a very easy halacha. An umen, how could he have a chazocha? The reason he has it is not necessarily because it's his. He has it presumably because someone gave it to him. Said Rabbi, it's not so poshut. Because if there are no edim that saw you give it to him, he could always say, loi hayud varmiyel. And the truth is, even if there are edim that saw you give it to him, he could always say, hechzarti lecha. So for that reason, Rabbi said, the only time the halacha is true that an umen is ein lechazocha is when Adam saw you give it to him. If Adam saw you give it to him, then umen ein lechazaka. What if we don't see it right now? So Rabbi wasn't sure. First Rabbi said, even if we don't see it right now, the halacha is that the umen won't have a chazaka. There'll be a problem because hamafkid etzal chaveiroi be'edem enoi tzorech lachzalei be'edem. And then Rabbi was chazir. See, that nekuda, Rabbi wasn't sure. He went bivakled a little bit in the daf. He went back and forth. But Abaye argued on the whole premise of Rabbi. Abaye said, an umen is never in a position to have a chazak. The only time the umen is believed with migus that he could have said the kuchibiyad is when we don't see it there right now. If you don't see it there right now, mechtes the umen has it. So there he could always taina lehoyu dvar meyolam. Either way, this is an oversimplification of a rather complicated sugya. I'm Rashbam. I don't want to go through the Rashbams here, but it's geschmack to go through all the different nuances in today's daf, but the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Nachim by Yitzchak with a checkmate kasha. At the end of the day, what was the Lashon HaMishnah? Umen ein lechazaka. Umen hu de ein lechazaka. Ha acha yesh lechazaka. Right? An umen, he's special. He doesn't have a chazaka. But let's say that same exact person, if he wasn't an umen, he was a lawyer, he was something else, he would have a chazaka. Hey chidami, idik eidim, if they're eidim, that's so you give it to him. Why would someone else who's not an umen have a chazaka? Elalav, it's pasha to like Edim. Because if you're talking that they were Edim, he doesn't have to be an umen. Tani, umen ein lechazaka. Dafke an umen ein lechazaka. I mean, umen is unique. Even in a case where someone else could have a chazaka, umen can have a chazaka. Tiyufta, de rabbi, tiyufta. It's a kash on rabbi. You see that there's a real halacha be'etzim of umen ein lechazaka.